speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, February the 19th, 2019. Today we've had Rod Rosenstein. As I say, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen while he's getting out. He was actually demoted, taken off of the oversight of the Mueller probe. I think that's a good way to call it. It's a probe. It's not an investigation. It's a probe. There's no crime. They've probed for a couple of years. They haven't found a crime. And they're still probing. Kind of like a proctology exam for anybody associated with President Trump. But now Attorney General Bill Barr has selected Jeffrey Rosen as his Deputy Attorney General. Rosenstein will be vacating the Justice Department mid-March, they say. Now, CBS, as they were reporting this news, is very worried about the Mueller probe stopping. They want him to keep probing, and they're very concerned this isn't going to continue going on. I don't know. I mean, I've looked at this. I'm very, very concerned about Bill Barr as Attorney General. He's got long connections to the deep state, to the establishment. I'm not sure that things are really going to change. I don't think they're going to clean up the Department of Justice. And I say clean it up because we have seen prosecution after prosecution turn into persecutions. Take a look at the Bundy situation, for example. We had a persecution of the Bundys. We had a lot of lies and misrepresentation. Finally, even after we'd had a couple of trials with people convicted, sent to jail, and those people are still in jail. And we had a whistleblower with the Bureau of Land Management. Whenever I say BLM, people get that confused with Black Lives Matter. So this is a Bureau of Land Management. The people who were trying to run the Bundys off of their land, the last of over 50 farmers in that area, people who had had property rights, and again, understand that property rights don't mean that you own everything all the way down to the center of the earth, right? Property rights take a lot of different forms. Here in Texas, it's not uncommon for people to buy a single-family home, and the people who sell this reserve the rights, the mineral rights, the oil rights, and so forth for those homes. But you enjoy all the rights of ownership in terms of the surface and so forth. And that's what we had seen throughout the West in these areas. Before there was a BLM, before there were even states, people like the Bundys had rights to graze on the land. They had rights to water and so forth. There were people who were miners and loggers who had rights, mining rights that went back to the 1850s and so forth. And then the BLM comes in and starts to manage these people off the land. But there was a whistleblower in that particular case, blew the whistle on Department of Justice corruption, on brutality by the BLM, on brutality by the FBI, on snipers set up to take people out. And it was so bad that this judge, who had presided over these kangaroo courts and trials, let them go. Declared a mistrial, then declared it with prejudice, said, no, you can't come back at him. But the corrupt Department of Justice is still trying to bring that up again. Won't let that go. We have seen what they've done with other people over the years. People, innocent people in jail, getting draconian sentences. It's just a travesty what has happened in the Department of Justice. I don't think that's going to change with Bill Barr, because he's been a part of the establishment for a very long time. When you look at Ross Ulbricht, Silk Road and so forth. Nevertheless, CBS is wringing their hands and say, well, Barr's been critical of the probe. In June, he wrote a memo to Rosenstein that the New York Times obtained. In it, Barr argued that Trump should not be forced to submit to questioning by the special counsel because, quote, Mueller's obstruction theory is fatally misconceived and is based on a novel, insupportable reading of the law. It's not based on any law at all. Yeah, it is novel. It is not supportable. It's just an investigation of the man. It is straight out of Stalin's period. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, February 19th, 2019. David Knight, your host. Rod Rosenstein has been shown the door by William Barr. So far, so good. I seriously... I'm concerned that he's not going to stop this witch hunt. And again, that's what this has been. It has been a Russian red herring created by the Democrats and their minions, people like James Comey, people like McCabe, people like Rod Rosenstein, and Bob Mueller, of course. Bring me the man and I'll find the crime. If that isn't the motto of this, you want to know where Russia is? It's right there in the Department of Justice. Stalinesque Russia, not the Russian Federation, Stalinesque Russia. No better example of it in this country ever than this Mueller investigation. Now, Bill Barr has been quoted by CBS News as saying that he is critical of this probe. And you've got Jeffrey Rosen being put in as the deputy of the Department of Justice. After the demotion, Rod Rosenstein has said he's going to resign. That'll be effective middle of March. But I don't know what he's going to be doing in the meantime. Maybe he'll be trying to keep going or restart some of these other vicious persecutions by the Department of Justice, like I was talking about the Bundys at the top of the hour. Or maybe Ross Ulbricht, or, well, they've already got Ross Ulbricht in for multiple life sentences for running a website. Or you got Marty Gottesfeld, who they've just put in for many years because he tried to raise public awareness of a medical kidnapping case by Boston's Children's Hospital. It's not the first time they've had a medical kidnapping allegation. And as part of the alleged, well, he's now been convicted of it. As part of that, they say, well, he hacked the website while we were having a fundraiser. So let's send him to jail for the rest of his life. This is the kind of stuff that passes for justice. I don't know. I mean, we've had President Trump pardon some people. I'm glad he did. They've had some prison reform bills passed. Glad that passed. There is a lot more to be done. The corrupt Department of Justice is still trying to revive this Bundy trial, even after you had an internal whistleblower expose the corruption of the FBI and the Department of Justice and the Bureau of Land Management. And you had a judge who had presided over kangaroo trials declare it a mistrial and then a mistrial with prejudice, meaning it's not open for retrial. You still got the Department of Justice pushing on that. So is it any surprise that they would go after President Trump? When you tolerate that kind of abuse in a justice system for the little people, guess what? It's eventually going to go after the big guys too. Nobody is safe when you don't have the rule of law, when you got the rule of thugs. So we'll see what happens. Again, the quote was uncovered by the New York Times, according to CBS, Barr had written a memo to Rosenstein back in June. Barr argued that Trump should not be forced to submit to questioning because Mueller's obstruction theory is fatally misconceived based on a novel, insupportable reading of the law. And of course it is. It is nothing but a probe. It is a persecution. And they want to just keep probing on this. And another follow-up to another story. Of course, we started talking about this last week. The Saudi mobile phone app called Absher. It's a way to, I really do think that, I haven't tweeted about this because the 48 hours of the silence on Twitter, but the, I think we ought to start calling, and by the way, that's a boycott. I haven't been doing as much on Twitter lately because I think the whole thing is rigged. But I do occasionally put stuff up, occasionally get drawn into commenting on it. But, there is a 48 hour boycott essentially by conservatives because of Twitter and its inconsistent rules. You know, it's one thing to have rules. It's another thing to say that corporations can rule us. And it's quite another thing to say that they can arbitrarily set up their rules and apply them to some people and ignore them on behalf of other people, which is the worst of all of the situations. I don't want to be ruled by corporations. I don't want corporations to define what free speech is. It's too important. You know, we created government to protect our individual liberties. And that means protect them from corporations if necessary. Their private property rights don't transcend my free speech rights, especially when they say that their business model is the public square. And when we've had Supreme Court decisions saying even if the public square is privately owned, you don't get to shut people's free speech down. I mean, it's exactly what they're doing now. Why doesn't anybody talk about this? 1946, Marsh versus Alabama. They don't have a right to take away my free speech. The Supreme Court agrees. They don't have the right even if the Supreme Court agreed with them. I can read the Constitution, and I know why we had a revolution in this country to protect our liberties. And I don't really care if it's a king or if it's a corporate CEO who's stealing my property, stealing my rights. We don't allow corporations to steal our private property. Why do we allow them to steal our speech, to put gags over our mouths? But anyway, let's go back to what's going on Twitter. Interestingly, this is an interesting story to me because it's a juncture that shows the control of women when you've got the Democrats always championing women, right? But even more so championing Islam and the Republicans with President Trump championing the Saudi government. The hypocrisy of both parties on this issue. And then the fact that you have Apple and Google allowing this app. Of course, Google doesn't try to control the apps that people have on their phone, but Apple takes control of the apps. And when they take control, they take responsibility. When they say you can't have InfoWars, but you can have an app that tracks your females and tracks your slave employees. Like I talked about yesterday, you can track your servants. And there have been a lot of human rights organizations talking about how guest workers in Saudi Arabia are abused. In many cases, physically abused, sexually abused, confined, not paid their wages, on and on. And this app allows them to do that, but also it incorporates the Sharia law treatment of women as chattel property. But there's a pushback from the Saudis because, as we've seen before, the Saudis are very, very proactive in terms of doing PR. And so they've got bots that are out there pushing this stuff, I'm sure. Big campaign. Twitter hashtag, I support Absher. That's the name of the app. That's what they call it. I call it the handmaid's tale. You can put a tail on all your handmaids. That's the hypocrisy of Margaret Atwood and Hollywood. That this whole thing, this whole fantasy of handmaid's tale is going on in Saudi Arabia right now, far worse than anything Margaret Atwood ever imagined a Christian patriarchy in America doing. They're doing it in Saudi Arabia. She's got nothing to say about it. Just do a documentary on it or just dramatize one person's story or something. There's many stories that she could have picked up. But what she hates is not the domination of women. She hates America and Christianity. Nevertheless, as they talk about this, they have the Twitter hashtag, I support Absher. The Saudis listed what they like about this. Men can use it to give permission to women to travel. Without that, women can't leave the country. So they say, you know, this is giving us a simple way through a complex bureaucracy. What an upside down, backwards way to look at this. They don't criticize the system of male guardianship and Sharia law. They say, well, this lets us use that, streamlines the slavery here for us. The Saudis love their robots. You know, they have that female robot, Sophia, if you remember that, making the rounds. They gave her citizenship. Of course, they treat the female robots much better than they treat the human robots. The robots in the prince's new city that he's going to build by 2030, robots will be allowed to drive without any male supervision. As a matter of fact, the males probably won't be allowed to drive. They don't have a problem with female robots. They just have a problem with the females themselves. We'll talk a little bit more about this. The amazing thing is that they've got a campaign where they tell people, give it 5 stars. And as we pointed out yesterday, it's got 4.9 stars. And tell people what you like about it. It helps me track on my females. I don't have to beat them as frequently. I don't know. I'd love to see some of these reviews that they put up there on Apple that Tim Cook thinks he needs to keep this. But we got to get rid of InfoWars off of the Apple Store.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. This bar at its regular price is a little over $3. When we have it discounted, it's at about $2.50 a piece. Comparable bars are between $5 and $7 a piece at Whole Foods. This is high-end. When you get one box, you get them at basically $3. You get them for $2.50 or so when you get it at the current launch discount. This took over a year to get the top manufacturer and developer in the country to get it all ready and to have the manufacturing line prepared and to make this. It's available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. And it's simple. You get the highest quality protein bars in two different flavors, and you fund the war against the globalists and the attempt that we're engaged in to take the country back. It's simple. Go shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com and break the back of the globalist and get high-quality super discounts. Or keep shopping with Jeff Bezos and Amazon and keep going to Whole Foods that are actually funding the Washington Post and the globalist attempt to destroy this country. It's that simple. InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra high quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
You You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Well, you know, we have the Green New Deal that is being sold to us. A socialist will take all of our freedom. They'll give us free stuff, and they'll do it all for the sake of protecting the environment. And, of course, we can trust the government to protect the environment, right? Wrong. We had an article, I think it was last week, on InfoWars, talking about failures of the government to protect the environment. Big failures, you know, like the Animas River there in Colorado, the EPA. The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency of all government agencies, blowing up an old gold mine, exposing, what was it, three or five different states. I'm going from memory now. This river runs through all these different states, local areas, Indian tribes. Nobody could get any compensation from what the government did. And you almost have to ask if it was even incompetence, because they were warned in a public op-ed piece by a mining engineer that what they were doing was going to blow the mine up. And it was weeks, maybe a couple of months even before it happened. They were given ample warning. They wouldn't listen to anybody. They did it. He even suggested that they were doing it so that they could expand their bureaucracy, have a Superfund cleanup thing. But they're not cleaning it up. And we've seen this type of thing over and over again from the government. And here's another example of it. That's on the Drudge Report from Arizona. Grand Canyon tourists exposed for years to radiation in museum buildings, says a safety manager. For nearly two decades at the Grand Canyon Museum, tourists, employees, and especially children on tours passed by, but they didn't just pass by. This is the first paragraph. I want to tell you what actually happened to this. Kids sitting by these buckets for over a half hour, listening to lectures. So they set the buckets there. And they, anyway, this guy was fed up with it. He blew the whistle on it, finally. They had three paint buckets stored in the National Parks Museum Collection Building. They said they were unaware they were being exposed to radiation. Many people were. There were five-gallon containers brimming with uranium ore. Nothing was done to warn park workers or the public that they would be exposed, that they were being exposed to unsafe levels of radiation. In a rogue email, the safety, health, and wellness manager, his last name is Stevenson, described the alleged cover-up as a top management failure and warned of possible health consequences. He said he'd repeatedly asked National Park executives to inform the public, only to get stonewalled. Respectfully, it was not only immoral not to let our people know, he added, but I could no longer risk my health and safety certification by letting this go on any longer. According to Stevenson, the uranium specimens had been in a basement in the park headquarters for decades, but were moved to the museum building when it opened about 2000. Stevenson said the containers were stored next to a taxidermy exhibit where children on tours are sometimes stopped for presentations sitting next to the uranium for 30 minutes or more. By his calculation, those children could have received radiation dosages in excess of federal safety standards within 3 seconds. 3 seconds, but they stayed there for 30 minutes. That's 600 times the regulations for federal safety standards. Adults could have suffered dangerous exposure in less than half a minute. Well, that's your government at work. Those are the people who are going to protect us. They're going to take all of our freedom. They're going to dictate everything to us. Don't worry, they'll give us free stuff, and they'll protect the environment. And Ocasio-Cortez is going to do a nationwide tour to sell us on that idea. Well, that's going to be a hard sell for many of us. As a matter of fact, I want to get into this. Let's get into this right now. It is a Canadian yellow vest protest about to begin? Well, it already has begun. And there are some problems in the Justin Trudeau administration. Of course, this is making the news. What hasn't really made the news is the United We Roll. It's a Canadian protest of carbon taxes, of the anti-energy, anti, you know, what is sustainable, affordable energy that can be generated cleanly, that is sustainable. That creates a sustainable society. And in that respect, coal, gas, oil are sustainable. And they sustain our society. They sustain our standard of living. They sustain our life expectancy. None of these other policies that are being proposed do. They don't sustain our way of life. They don't sustain our freedoms. And they can't even sustain our energy. But first of all, what's happening in the Trudeau administration? The Prime Minister's office has had some burgeoning scandals that have arisen over the last few days. They've had, this is actually old charges of bribery and fraud that go back to Libya. Oh, yeah. Still dealing with Libya. Of course, you know, we just kind of swept all that under the rug for Hillary Clinton, but they, you know, it's kind of starting to stink in the Canadian administration. And now, that's why this individual, his name is Butts, Butts is out. He butted out. Along with the chief of staff, Katie Telford, they are the two most senior staffers in Trudeau's inner circle. There are allegations that senior members of the Prime Minister's office pressured former Justice Minister Jody Wilson-Raybould to help Quebec-based multinational engineering firm SNC-Lavalin avoid criminal prosecution on bribery and fraud charges in relation to contracts in Libya. And he's going to be coming up for re-election in October. So this scandal is getting bigger and bigger. And so is the Convoy for Canada. There's a GoFundMe page. United We Roll, Convoy for Canada. We are in favor of pipelines to move our products in the oil and gas sector to the rest of Canada, as well as to the rest of the world. We are opposed to the current format of the carbon tax, as well as to the UN impact on Canadian borders. So far, they've raised $128,000 to help pay for the gas of large trucks. These are semi-trailers, we call them in the U.S. It is a convoy that is headed across Canada to protest this. This is a 22-kilometer-long truck convoy. That's about 13 miles. It had about 80 trucks about a week ago. Then they said, well, it's got about 170 or 180. Now they're saying it's got hundreds of them. I don't know exactly how big this is. There have been some Canadian reports on this, but this really hasn't been picked up by the international news. And they're protesting. As they said, this is about uniting Canada with everybody that has an issue with the current government. You know, oil, gas, carbon tax, whatever the issue, said the organizer. So this is something that is increasing in size. They said we've been treated unfairly. And this is, if you remember, it was a very modest beginning in France. They were upset about carbon taxes. They're being raised on people. But there are a lot of issues. And as they began looking at that, says, you know, we don't like the fact that he's lowered the speed limit to 50 miles per hour everywhere. We don't like the fact that he's erected all these speed cameras. They started tearing down the speed cameras. Most of them have been torn down now. And they are still protesting in France. What's going to happen in Canada? At the very least, it's going to make it a lot more difficult for globalist Pierre Trudeau to get elected, reelected. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra high quality bone broth. One of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
You know, the worst part about getting old and I'm still strong at 45 is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think in this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit via word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
You're listening to the David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to have Mark Moreno join us in the next hour, actually exactly an hour from now, at the bottom of the second hour, to talk about what's going on in terms of New Deal climate change. And as I said before, it's not green, it's red, it's socialist, it's communist. It's nothing new. We've seen all this before. And it's no deal for us. You know, free stuff in exchange for your freedom. And this is a deal that leaves the government holding all the cards and controlling every aspect of our life. I love the headline that Mark Moreno had up on Climate Depot. He said the Green New Deal is, quote, the most unintentionally honest explanation of neo-socialism we've had. Isn't it funny that occasional cortex has become the unintentional whistleblower on socialist austerity? That's exactly what she's become. So we're going to talk to Mark Moreno in the next hour. And coming up, we're also going to be talking about Elizabeth Warren. She has a universal child care plan that she's proposed. Yes, the smarmy schoolmarm, or Pocahontas, whatever you want to call her, she's proposed a plan. This is going to cost heap much wampum from Pocahontas. I don't know if she knows how to pay for this. It's going to be a tax on the wealthy. You know, everything's going to be a tax on the wealthy. Don't worry. You're not going to have to pay that tax, right? You're just going to get free child care. Oh, yeah. Oh, sign me up. Please, take my children. What are you going to do with them? Well, I'll tell you what they're going to do with them later. Nevertheless, universal child care. We always have these universal basic income, all these different universal plans from the globalists. What an amazing coincidence. Why don't they just, instead of using universal, why don't they say globalist? Oh, I got a globalist child care plan or a socialist child care plan or a socialist basic income. Yeah, that's UBI. That really means unsustainable bureaucratic impoverishment is what that is a plan for. But it's going to be done by the taxing the wealthy. So the problem is that when you tax the wealthy, as New York has found, as France has found, the Queen of Queens has found when she decides she's going to tax Amazon, you know, going to give them a subsidy with one hand, then tax it away with the other. And they said, no, thanks. We're going to be out of here. But when you do that, so we're going to fund everything by taxing the wealthy. And then you drive the wealthy out. You drive them to Florida. You drive them to another place. You basically make it so that they go to another country or they just quit altogether. Atlas shrugs. It just doesn't work out. Or you wind up making them unwealthy and then you've eventually run out of other people's money. That's the way that socialism goes down the pike. So we're going to talk about that, folks. It's far worse than universal child care. They're coming for your children. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But first, I want to talk about the border issues because we got Kamala Harris. We got, Robert O'Rourke, formerly known, maybe still known as Beto in some circles, Kirsten Gillibrand. All of these presidential wannabes don't want to have a country. What do they want to be president of? We're not going to have a country if you don't have borders. Maybe they're president of the North American Union. We go back. I've talked about this many times. You go back and look at the plans that sometimes unintentionally surface, you know, like AOC's plans for the Green New Deal, sometimes actually make the mistake of telling us where this is going to lead. We've had a situation like that about the North American Union. You had the Council on Foreign Relations put together a group. They had Ted Cruz's wife. They had Goldman Sachs banker running it. And they talked about what the North American Union was going to look like and how they're going to have security. How are we going to secure this? Well, we'll have a border and we'll have border enforcement. And the border enforcement, they said, will be run by Homeland Security in the United States. But the border will run around the perimeter of Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. And then those other borders that are there between Mexico and the U.S. or the U.S. and Canada, those are just, you know, we'll just have one community, as you will hear these people talking about this, as Gillibrand talks about it. You know, we have one community, as Pelosi has said, we just happen to have a border running through it, you know. It's like that border that runs between Texas and Oklahoma. Well, just a welcome. Just a welcome sign. Welcome to this state or welcome to that state. It's not really a border because they don't see the U.S. exist in their mind. These open border people, in their mind, the U.S. no longer exists. That was taken care of 25 years ago with NAFTA. Economic unification. Now what they're doing is they're putting in the political unification. In their mind, you know, they want to have and are working towards the same type of thing we see in the European Union. You know, first they had a trade unification. Then they opened up the Schengen zones, I think is the way you pronounce it, where basically you just travel from one country to the other without any border checks. It's all open. That's what they want now here in America. Except they're not going to use a German word. Maybe we'll have a Mexican word for it, a Spanish word for it. That would be fitting, wouldn't it? Let's see what Kamala Harris wants to do. But, you know, before we get to that, this Drudge Report, this article was up on the Drudge Report, Washington Examiner. Protesters take over a private Border Patrol Museum. They deface pictures of fallen agents. This is a museum in El Paso. Had 50 rowdy protesters that were filmed by security cameras as they met in the parking lot and put on face masks. Oh, yeah. Kind of like Antifa, the anti-First Amendment people. the fascists who are anti-First Amendment. The irony of this, these people demonstrate the need for Border Patrol, don't they? They plastered dozens of images on pictures, glass painted walls, and on vehicles throughout the building. They posted the pictures on faces of Border Patrol agents who had died in the line of duty. What were the pictures? These are pictures showing three children, including Jacqueline Kale, 7-year-old who died hours after illegally entering the U.S. in New Mexico. The autopsy cited sepsis, that's a blood condition that she would have had prior to being taken into custody, as being the reason for her death. And, of course, the parents, nobody ever complains about the parents endangering children by dragging them across a very dangerous wilderness border and so forth that many adults die on. Oh, no, we're never going to talk about child endangerment. The little girl who became the poster child, literally the poster child, for children ripped away from their parents, as Kamala Harris would say. She was never separated from her mother. Her mother separated both of them, both herself and her child, from the father, who said, I can't believe they paid thousands of dollars. I can't believe that she endangered my child on this journey. But they never talk about child endangerment. They don't talk about child trafficking. As these people here at this private museum are saying, these pictures had adhesive on the back of them that was much stronger than normal tape. They said it's very hard to remove. We're afraid it's going to peel the paint off of the vehicles. And that's their livelihood, their business. But, you know, we don't respect private property. We don't respect laws. Anything these people do is not a crime because they're not illegal. Therefore, none of their actions can be illegal, right? People are not illegal, and these illegals don't commit crimes. So we have several U.S. states, a coalition of 16 states, led, of course, by California, have now sued President Trump in court. California Attorney General Javier Becerra said, we're suing President Trump to stop him from unilaterally robbing taxpayer funds lawfully set aside by Congress for the people of our states. Well, I don't know. I think we had that. I talked about that yesterday. Didn't Obama rob people of money that they were promised would be guaranteed? Federally backed mortgages, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac mortgages. When he couldn't get Congress to fund Obamacare subsidies, he just robbed the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac investors. He called it a net asset sweep. Well, you know, maybe that's what President Trump needs. He needs to come up with some kind of a euphemism that makes it sound like it's a good thing. Because it is a good thing. He doesn't need a euphemism. But, you know, when Obama steals money from investors and then they lose in court, no problem. He just continues with it on appeal. And, of course, the Trump administration, the Department of Justice, has continued that appeal instead of stopping Obamacare subsidies in their track by just dropping the appeal.
Wars are like 12-round heavyweight boxing championship fights. It's about who wants it, who's prepared to go the longest, and who's ready to do the damage. We took on Hillary Clinton. We stopped her. We got a nationalist in. Nationalists are getting elected all over the world right now. We are winning. But those of us who are at the very front line, at the tip of the spear, are under unprecedented attack. So I come to you each day and try to explain to you that this is a war of attrition. This is about who wants it most. And you know the persecution, the censorship, the sponsors, they've taken everything. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I need financial support, and I got products you and your family need. It's that simple. Thousands of great products. Whatever's award-winning, whatever's best-selling, what folks love, what I love, we bring it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today, look at all the great products, because we're in your hands, I'm in your hands, and your support is beyond critical. Thank you. At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited time immune boost special. Get Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost, but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's simple. If you want to beat the globalist, if you want to take on the New World Order, I'm not doing Bitcoin pump and dumps with Jack Dorsey. I'm not sitting here selling you cancer cures. I'm not sitting here, you know, selling you late-term abortion and all great it is. I just go out and say, what is the top heart pill? What is the top? Turmeric's a bestseller because it's anti-inflammatory. And what's the best lab in the country? Okay, they're the highest rated. I'm like, you're only 50% curcuminoid? Well, yeah, they only put $5 product in a bottle, but that's still incredible, sir. And I'm like, what's the highest you could do? Month later, 90-95%. No one's ever done it. I said, how much does that cost per bottle? That costs $10. No one's ever done that. Sir, the average competitor is 3-5%. You're the top brand's 50%. I'm like, we're going to have 95% curcuminoid. I mean, you understand, like, that's like our information is explosive. Our fish oil. I go out and I get the cleanest, the best. My children take it. You think I'm going to give you fish oil that isn't the very damn best on my soul? You think I'm going to screw somebody over like one of these devil worshipers? Never. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to play, Kamala Harris, Robert O'Rourke, a.k.a. Beto, and Gillibrand are saying about the wall here. I got some video clips. You will not believe what they have to say about this. But before we do, real quickly, you know, there was a story that's up on the Drudge Report right now. Air quality level inside the average U.S. home may be comparable to polluted major city. I've said this for a long time. And now they've got a research study. Actually, it was done here in Austin by the University of Texas last summer. Our research showed that common household activities like cooking and cleaning cause harmful particulates to enter the ecosphere and to worsen indoor air quality. They said is typically worse than outdoor air. Said homes have never been considered an important source of outdoor air pollution. The moment is right to start exploring that. How do basic activities like cooking and cleaning change the chemistry of the house? They said. So they looked at a 1,200 square foot manufactured home. Last summer, they said the preliminary results show that the air quality levels were so poor at the end of the study that the researchers had to recalibrate their instruments almost immediately. They said even boiling water on a gas stove led to higher levels of harmful particulates, gaseous pollutants. And the bottom line is, and I've said this for a long time, because we sell the Alexa Pure Breeze is something that we use in our household and for these very reasons. You know, use cleaning products, you're cooking something, your house is shut up tight, typically most of the year. In the summer, you're shutting it up very tight to try to keep it cool. In the winter, you're trying to keep it warm. And so people have worked very hard to make sure that the windows are shut tightly. You don't want a drafty house. It's going to be too expensive to do that. And certainly we're not going to be able to afford to do that if we have to give up our forms of renewable, sustainable energy, right? That's, you want renewable energy. It's the, oil, natural gas, coal. Those are renewable. You can just get more of it. It's right there in the ground. You just pump it out, ship it around. But, we're not going to be allowed to do that. And so people are going to be shutting up their homes even more tightly, The Alexa Pure Breeze is something that we've used for this very reason. Works great, very quiet. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've also got some great specials right now. We have some new products that we added just last week. We've got the InfoWars Life Protein Bars, 240 calories, but 15 grams of protein each. It's a lot of protein per calorie. They taste great, packed with fiber, and got a couple of different flavors right now. We got vanilla coconut and chocolate peanut butter. You can save 40% off if you get two boxes or more. It's a great chance to try this. Again, the new InfoWars Life Protein Bars, 240 calories, 15 grams of protein, lots of fiber. We also have our one of our other recent products, TurboForce, is teamed up in a combo with BrainForce Plus. You can save 50% off of BrainForce Plus if you get it in the combo with TurboForce. And we have Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off. And the power of ancient super nutrients and Ultimate Bone Broth. You can find all those at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's get to what these people are saying about the wall. You know, there was a lawsuit filed today by 16 states. You know, the president is not allowed to protect the border. We're not supposed to have a border here. They don't care how much money the president spends or if he follows the Constitution to have a war. They didn't care when Bush had all of his wars. They didn't care when Barack Obama did it. No problem. No problem whatsoever. And this recent signing of the budget has way more than President Trump was asking for the border wall, for the borders, to protect the borders of countries in the Middle East. I'll have that for you in just a second. But let's go to what Kamala Harris had to say about the border wall. She calls it President Trump's vanity project. Here's Kamala Harris.
There's no path right now for undocumented immigrants.
Oh, yeah, there is, right across the border.
There's no path.
There's lots of paths.
So we have 12 million people. There's an argument about which. Go with 11. 11 million people for which there's no real path.
Yeah, so 11 million voters. She's just salivating over
that. To not come up with a plan. And there have been bipartisan agreements. But this administration is not going to sign any of them. Because we have a president of the United States who has created a fiction about a crisis at the border. And he has held up the United States government and its workers around his vanity project called a wall.
Well, you know, it's not 11 million people. The surveys done, even by the globalists, have said that if you look at the number of people who consider themselves to be migrants, the vast majority of them want to come to the United States, not just from Central and South America, from everywhere around the world. Over 128 million people identified the fact that they see themselves as Americans. They identify as Americans. They are the trans-Americans. You know, they identify themselves, they see themselves, they visualize themselves as Americans. Therefore, they am. And they am going to be coming here. It's not 11 million new Democrat voters. All these people are going to be coming. They're not coming again for freedom. They're coming for the free stuff, which means that they want to be Democrats. And when she says that this is a vanity project, that this isn't a crisis that exists, we all know what this looks like. We've already seen how this is playing out here in America as well as in Europe. We've seen how these open borders are working against everyone to reduce these countries, to lower them down. You know, the founders of this country, they didn't have a scientific name for socialism. That was something that came along later. They love to play with labels. That's what they're really good at. They can't run anything. They don't have any solutions or answers, these authoritarians who want central planning and so forth. But they are great with coming up with labels. So they were the ones who came up with the label socialism. But prior to that, the founders of this country recognize that. That's been a thing for a very long time. They called them at that time, they called them levelers because they wanted to level everybody. They saw what you had and they wanted to have it themselves. And if you couldn't have it, they'd take it. If they couldn't have it, they'd take it from you. They were called levelers. And they've been around for several hundred years. Socialism is nothing new. As I said, it's not a new deal. It is a very old deal. This is what Beto O'Rourke had to say. He was asked point blank if he would tear down the wall. And at least he was candid about it. Here's Beto O'Rourke on the wall.
You know, would you, if you could, would you take the wall down now here?
Yes.
Like you have a wall.
Absolutely.
Like, knock it down.
I'd take
Absolutely.
The wall down.
And do you think the city, you think if there's a referendum here in this city, that would pass?
I do. Here's what we know. After the Secure Fence Act, we have built 600 miles of wall and fencing on a 2,000-mile border. What that has done is not in any demonstrable way made us safer. It's cost us tens of billions of dollars to build and to maintain, and it has pushed migrants and asylum seekers and refugees to the most inhospitable, the most hostile stretches of the U.S.-Mexico border, ensuring their suffering and death. More than 4,000 human beings,
Wait,
little kids,
stop that right
women,
there.
He
says it hasn't done anything, right? But it's pushed them to other areas where there's not a wall. Therefore, if we had more of a wall, it would keep them out of the hands of the Democrats' welfare system and so-called justice system. So, yeah, and we don't want that to happen. We want as many millions of people as we can to come across here because they empower Kamala Harris. They come out, they empower people like Robert O'Rourke and his ilk, and they empower people like Kirsten Gillibrand, who is also running for president. Here's what she had to say about the wall.
But what President Trump wants to do is build a medieval-style wall out of concrete and one that will destroy not just the community but the environment. And it is a
destroy
hateful
a
message. I mean, he's trying to create a picture of division and hate and derision. And that's what I'm so offended by, the fact that he spews this kind of racism in his words and actions is troubling. So I could look at it and see which part he means and why, and if it makes sense, I could support
it. Hate, division, and racism. Everything is hate, division, and racism. You know, there was an article the other day about how these women candidates, they hide behind any criticism. They say, well, that's simply sexist. As I say, the shield of sexism. You know, they have, the Democrats have their own armor. You know, they put on the whole armor of Democrats. They have the helmet of hate. They have the shield of sexism. They have the breastplate of self-righteousness. I mean, these people are absolutely amazing. And of course, you know, when you talk about, it's going to destroy the community because they see this as one community. We have the North American Union community and it's going to destroy that. I mean, we don't want a border there that, you know, as Beto said, you know, if you put a wall there, they're going to have to go somewhere where there isn't a wall. And it's not as nice to walk across those areas, you know, because I don't know, maybe it's because there's no wall there. Does the wall make it nicer or does the wall keep them from coming across? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
To rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited time Immune Boost Special. Get Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You just heard some of the presidential candidates for the Democrats saying that the wall is a vanity project. The wall is going to divide the community. It divides people. I thought that was what Democrats wanted. I thought they wanted division between different people. Oh, we don't want to divide the North American community, do we? And as Beto said, you know, these things don't work. These people leave this area where we put the walls up and they have to go other places where it's more dangerous to cross. It doesn't work, of course, right? They have to go somewhere where there's no wall in order to cross. So the walls don't work. They won't work unless we get it all built. And yet, even though they strained and strained and said, all right, here's $1.3 billion. A tiny fraction of 1% of what the federal government spends. Nevertheless, as Breitbart points out, in this budget package, we have funding for a Pakistan border protection. Isn't that interesting? And that funding is 12 times what they would fund to protect the border of the United States. So we're paying 12 times more to defend the border of Pakistan than we will spend for our own border. And let me tell you something. If this doesn't wake you up to the fact that we have become occupied stooges by the globalist government, we've become their unpaid mercenaries for these foreign wars while they are undermining and invading our country, doing everything they can to level our country to the ground. And we pay for this. We aren't only unpaid mercenaries. We pay to be the mercenaries. That's about the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Talk about hoodwinking people. So we get $1.3 billion. But there is, $15 million, not billion, for the Pakistan. Nevertheless, why are we paying $15 million for Pakistan? And how much money did it cost for us to build a dozen Air Force bases in Syria? Did they ever vote on that? What about the four airfields in addition to the dozen military bases in Syria? Did we ever vote on that? Did we ever vote on whether or not we were going to invade them and put troops on the ground? No. Didn't have a vote on any of that stuff. Did Kamala Harris have a problem with that? Did Beto O'Rourke have a problem with that? Kirsten Gillibrand, any of these people have a problem with that? Any of the Republicans have a problem with that? No. All these people who are pushing back against the idea that we would protect this country don't have a problem with using U.S. taxpayer money for invasions of other countries, for regime change. And they can build those bases and those airfields pretty quickly. They could, it's the only way, folks, that we're ever going to get the wall built. Even if President Trump cobbles together the money with all the legal and environmental challenges, if he just doesn't do it as a military operation and use the military to secure the border, it will never happen. Never happen. Just take a look at what's happening or not happening with our roads. The Egyptian military is going to receive $1.3 billion, in the spending bill. So they get the same amount of money that we do. And it's going to be used for border security. And of course, this is all a fantasy. This is all vanity, according to these Democrats. And yet, the last month that we had totals for illegal border crossing, December of last year, December 2018, there were close to 51,000 border crossings. The month before that, there were 52,000. It's maintaining pretty steady. They expect there to be at least 600,000 crossings this year. That's just the ones that they think they know about. that's not counting the people who do it successfully, because those are the ones that they don't know anything about. All right, stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about the reality of this. We're going to talk about how they're coming for your kids. We have A little segment here, we're going to talk about the gender genre that has become a cliche in the movies. Some of the things coming up on that. And of course, Mark Morano is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be talking about the unintentionally honest Green New Deal.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy-to-use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Not only are we not going to be allowed to defend this country's borders, but we're going to pay to defend other countries' borders. We're going to pay to have undeclared wars of regime change. We've seen this for a long time. That is the true fraud. And that's why I said from the very beginning, the president has, as part of his authorized powers and his duty, he has the duty to protect this country's borders. Don't need even to declare an emergency. The emergency may clear the way for some of these situations in terms of having the land, being able to take the property to build the wall. It's not clear whether that's going to happen or not. I mean, there's a lot of legal challenges that are happening. And my concern about it is that what President Trump signed in order to get the onus of shutting the government off of his back, what he did was he signed agreements to say, well, we're not going to use concrete walls and we're going to allow local governments to have veto power over this. We are going to make special exceptions for unaccompanied children. If you're somehow associated with these unaccompanied children, you can get into the country. I don't know how they're unaccompanied, if they're accompanied by MS-13. But we keep moving this one step each time. Not only do we have anchor babies that still stay there, but then we take it to the next level. You weren't born here, but you were brought here at some point before you turned 31. So now you are a DACA dreamer. The DREAM Act never passed in Congress. DACA was an executive order by the Obama administration, by his Homeland Security Secretary, said, I'm not going to enforce the laws, even though I took an oath to do that. I'm going to defer that. Deferred action. Not going to do it. And they're still deferring action on enforcing the laws. So they take it one more step. Now they're going to say, now if you come in at any point in time, we're going to let you and the people with you have a pass. I'm very concerned about what was in the bill that President Trump just signed. It isn't simply, oh yeah, we got $1 billion of it and it'll take more money. It's not about the money. It's going to be about getting this built with a bureaucracy that doesn't have the will, or is too corrupt to even build an infrastructure anymore. We can't get our roads built. And last week, the Grand Tour went to China and they were talking about how rapidly they're building roads there. We don't build roads here at all. We've had 5% increase in roads over, I think it was from 2000 to 2013, 5% increase, but the population increased by 12%. But then they go on with a footnote saying that that 5% increase, 4 of that 5% of the increase was in neighborhoods. You know, because developers can go in, they can build roads, they can build houses way faster than you can build the public roads, because there's something special about public roads. Yeah, it's called corruption and incompetence. And it's that kind of corruption and incompetence. We could never build an interstate system here in America anymore, even if we appropriated the money. It's become too corrupt. There's too many people who are in bed with the politicians. They charge too much to build the roads. They take too long. They take forever. It's probably going to take a decade to get a little strip of land, to add some toll roads near the airport here. It's ridiculous what they do. And yet, all around, you've got neighborhoods springing up everywhere, complete with roads. And so if you take away the roads that are counted as part of those local neighborhoods, we've only increased the actual road network, that is the highways and interstate system, that's only increased by 1%. We got a population increase of 12%. And the number of drivers has increased by 8%. So we're falling behind on that infrastructure. So you think you're going to build the wall, even if you got the money? The only way it's going to get done is if we use the military to protect our country. Just call it the Department of Foreign Regime Change instead of the Department of Defense, because it's no longer about defending this country. Everybody screams bloody murder like it's some kind of a parody. We can't defend this country. That's not what our military's for. And do we need it defended? Look at what just happened at the Texas border. This is a Breitbart story picked up by Drudge. Cartel ambushes Mexican soldiers near the Texas border. Mexican military officials have not released any information on the attack. The local press won't talk about it. Why? Because the cartel there, Cartel del Noreste, if I'm saying that correctly, I don't speak Spanish, just call them CDN. CDN intimidates local news outlets. The corruption is so severe that they control the government, basically, these drug cartels. And so nobody's talking about it. None of the local news outlets in Nuevo Laredo reported on the weekend shootout. The only reason we know about it is because we've got citizen journalists using Twitter warning residents, stay away. There's a shootout in this neighborhood. Another recording that was shared on Twitter captured the sounds of gunfire as the two were shooting at each other. Had one Army lieutenant killed, two others injured. But, you know, this is just a fantasy. There's no problem at the border. No problem at all. To give you an idea of where the Democrats are, there is a universal background check bill, H.R. 8, that just passed the House Judiciary Committee along party line votes. Democrats voting for it, Republicans voting against it. This is the one we talked about, the fact that they wouldn't let Steve Scalise testify at. Steve Scalise, the Republican congressman who was shot because he was a Republican congressman while they were playing softball, baseball practice. They wouldn't let him testify. Because he and others want to be able to have firearms to protect themselves. Republican Greg Stube, I think is, maybe that's the way he pronounces it. I'm not familiar with this guy. Republican of Florida had proposed an amendment to this universal background check bill, H.R. 8. It would have required notification be sent to law enforcement when an individual attempting to purchase a firearm fails a federal background check. The Democrats shut that down. Why would they not want that to be in there, right? I mean, why wouldn't you want to report to ICE when somebody fails a background check? Well, because they want illegal aliens to have rights superior to American citizens, of course. He said the Democrats have shown their true colors. It's clear they're not interested in preventing gun violence. They're not even interested in stopping the illegal purchase of firearms. They're only interested in limiting the rights of law-abiding citizens, U.S. citizens, not the citizens of foreign countries who come here criminally trespassing, then illegally try to buy a gun. Oh, no, no, no. Don't report them to ICE. They want to advance their political agenda. Here's another example of this. In a Sam's Club in Bowling Green, Kentucky, this guy, James Phillips, sees a guy wearing a MAGA cap. So he makes an obscene gesture with a single finger. Leave it to your imagination to figure out what that is. And then his name is Phillips. He told police he made the gesture at a man and a woman with him because they were wearing MAGA caps. And then the man with a MAGA cap confronted him outside, inside the store, and an argument began. And he returned the same obscene gesture with one finger. At that point, witnesses told police, Phillipson pulls out a gun, points it at the guy and says, this is a good day for you to die because you're wearing a MAGA cap. Kind of like what happened to Steve Scalise, right? Except he didn't give any advance warnings with obscene single finger gestures. He just started shooting. And we don't want people who fail the background checks of Democrats. Democrats want background checks. Why? Because they want to profile you. They want to keep you from, they don't, it isn't enough for them not to defend the border. They don't want you to be able to defend yourself or your family. And you want to talk about hate? These people always, oh yeah, you know, it's racist. What was it? You know, she kind of paused and said, Gillibrand, you heard her in that clip. She said, they're divisive. They're hateful. They're, racist. That's it. Yeah. Seriously, she had to think about that? That's the first word out of their mouth. Racist. Yeah, racist, sexless. Actually, it's baseless, the accusations that they make against people. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
To rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Patriots are on the go. Hardworking Americans need high-quality energy when they're on the run. And ladies and gentlemen, we have spent years working with top developers to come out with the highest quality protein bar in vanilla coconut and chocolate peanut butter at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a high-end bar sold for up to $6, $7 at Whole Foods. Normally, we sell it for $3 a piece when you get it in the box. But with the discount we're running right now as an introductory offer, it's $2.40 a bar. No one can top that, and it funds liberty and the fight against the globalists. With 15 grams of protein and so much more, they're amazing. Secure your box of high-quality InfoWars Life protein bars today, and you will be impressed, and you will reorder them, and you will help fund the operation to break the globalists back. It's up to you. It's easy. Buy high-quality protein bars from us instead of the globalists. It will fund the revolution to take it to the next level. Please secure these incredibly tasty, high-end protein bars at InfoWarsLife.com today. InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA. which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Here of Kamala Harris. Let's get video clip two, video clip one. You know, she came out in an interview. It was a hip-hop radio show in New York. And she was bragging about how hip she was. Talking about how she used to listen to Snoop Dogg and Tupac Shakur. I used to listen to their albums and smoke pot. When asked if she opposes legalizing marijuana, she said, no. I joke about it, half joking. Half of my family is from Jamaica. Are you kidding me? Well, of course, I love pot. And I used to, you know, smoke it while I listened to Snoop Dogg and Tupac. Actually, this is some of the worst hypocrisy I've seen, even if she's not a full-on liar, and she is a liar. Because, you know, Jeff Sessions really, truly believed the whole Reefer Madness thing. He thought it was bad. He didn't do it. He would never encourage people to use marijuana. He wanted to stamp it out everywhere he saw it. He didn't really pay attention to the fact that the war on drugs was a UN agenda. Didn't care about the Constitution. Didn't care about the corruption that it caused in government, how it created all these different rival drug cartel gangs, shooting it out throughout Mexico, shooting it out on our streets for control, just like we used to have Al Capone doing that. You know, didn't care about the fact that even though we got two amendments that created alcohol prohibition and then repealed it, we don't have any such thing like that for pot or anything else in the war on drugs. We just had a UN agenda that President Nixon enacted verbatim 10 years after the UN presented it to him. Said, here, put your name on this and turn in your homework assignment. And he did. But Jeff Sessions honestly believes that he's, you know, doing a good thing by using law enforcement against a problem that is mental, psychological, and above all, spiritual. But Kamala Harris, as Attorney General there in California, I mean, even if what she's saying is true, and a lot of people are calling her out as a liar, saying, you know, you said you did this in college, you're listening to these albums from Snoop Dogg and others, you graduated from college long before they became recording artists. Oh, that uncomfortable thing about her age. Nevertheless, they don't believe that she was doing that. Or if that's the case, maybe as Attorney General, while she's locking people up for pot, she's sitting there smoking it and listening to Snoop Dogg. How's that for hypocrisy? Is she letting the people out that she's locked up as Attorney General? Just amazing the amount of hypocrisy we got from Kamala Harris. But her dad, who is a doctor in, actually a professor, not a doctor, not a medical doctor, he's a professor in Jamaica, called her out on that and slams her for her, quote, pursuit of identity politics. In other words, what she's doing is just as phony as the come on in, I'm Elizabeth Warren, and my husband and I are going to have some brewski type of thing, okay? Her father, who is a professor in Jamaica, was pretty upset when she said, hey, you know, my family's from Jamaica. Of course we love pot. It's like, come on, stop that, he said. But she won't, and we take a look at her hypocrisy. Take a look at the way that she responds when somebody questioned her about this Jussie Smollett thing. They asked her about her tweets about that. And she stops dead cold in her tracks, looks around. Help me. Somebody help me. Here's the clip. Play video clip number two.
Which tweet? What tweet?
About saying that it is a modern day lynching that,
she's looking around.
Sorry.
Did you guys say that? Did I?
Jesse Smollett.
Okay, so I will say this about that case. I think that the facts are still unfolding, and I'm very concerned about, obviously.
Oh, yeah. The facts are still unfolding, and she's very concerned about that, obviously. You know, we've had Al Green, Democrat, Texas, go on with, of all people, Al Sharpton. And I talked about this before. I said, you know, there was more Tawana Brawley than there was Brawl about this. And I said that a long time ago. And amazingly, Al Sharpton calls him out and says, well, you know, if he's making this up, he ought to answer for this. Well, Al Sharpton never answered for Tawana Brawley. And he was, you know, put on the spot, just like you just saw her put on the spot about her tweets on Morning Joe. And he wouldn't own up to it. And so then he has Al Green come on, and they come after Northam, the governor of Virginia, about this Ku Klux Klan blackface yearbook photo, and said, well, he did engage in the twin sins of blackface as well as Klan regalia, said Al Green, on Al Sharpton's show. He initially said he was in the photograph and so forth, but, you know, I don't want to give him a pass. He deserves the impeachment. We ought to give that considerable thought. This was in his medical school yearbook, not something that happened when he was in grade school. Yeah, it was in his medical school yearbook, the same medical school where he didn't learn any medical ethics. They don't have a problem with this guy saying that he's going to kill babies after they're born. They don't have a problem with that. Look, I understand. I'm not going to defend Northam at all on blackface with a Ku Klux Klan robe and everything. I think that's amazing, amazing hypocrisy. All these people who say, well, you know, don't lay all that Ku Klux Klan and Jim Crow stuff at the feet of the Democrats. Don't do that. And yet, there's Ralph Northam. He is the poster child for what we've been talking about all this time. Everybody's saying, oh, no, that's not true at all. Not true at all. But here's the real issue, folks. And it was an African cardinal who called them out on this. The fact that you're going to allow him to say, well, I'm going to kill babies, but then you're going to say we ought to impeach him because he did a blackface Klan thing. The African cardinal said abortion is the hate crime of our era. Is there any good reason, he said, other than political correctness, why abortion is not defined as and declared immoral and illegal as the hate crime of our era? He tweeted that out. He was responding to Live Action. It's a pro-life group. They were tweeting about abortion and racism in reference to Black History Month. Why would they do that? Well, as I point out, there's no group that kills more Black Americans than Planned Parenthood, more than the Ku Klux Klan. Why aren't they upset about that with Ralph Northam? Why aren't they impeaching him for that? Said abortion is the most lethal form of racism. Live Action was started in 2003 by pro-life activist Lila Rose, who was just 15 years old at the time. Abortion accounts for a disturbing 61% of deaths of African Americans, according to researchers from the University of North Carolina at Charlotte. This is a report from Breitbart. A 2018 report said that induced abortion was responsible for 1.1 million deaths, making it the number one cause of death in the U.S. at nearly twice the number of deaths from heart disease. But while abortion accounted for nearly a third of all U.S. deaths in 2009, it made up to 61% of all African-American deaths. According to the CDC, between 2007 and 10, 35% of deaths by abortion in the U.S. happened to Black babies, in spite of the fact that they represent only 12% of the population. They're rightfully outraged about their misrepresentation in prison for drugs, but not about abortion.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did.
And that's why the globalist, Hillary, and others are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, in the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands, you're in my hands, InfoWarsStore.com, thank you. This bar, at its regular price, is a little over $3. When we have it discounted, it's at about $2.50 a piece. Comparable bars are between $5 and $7 a piece at Whole Foods. This is high-end. When you get one box, you get them at basically $3. You get them for $2.50 or so when you get it at the current launch discount. This took over a year to get the top manufacturer and developer in the country to get it all ready and to have the manufacturing line prepared and to make this. It's available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. And it's simple. You get the highest quality protein bars in two different flavors, and you fund the war against the globalist and the attempt that we're engaged in to take the country back. It's simple. Go shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com and break the back of the globalist and get high-quality super discounts. Or keep shopping with Jeff Bezos and Amazon and keep going to Whole Foods that are actually funding the Washington Post and the globalist attempt to destroy this country. It's that simple. InfoWarsLife.com. By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. Must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream, it's The David Knight Show.
That's right, we're defending the American dream of freedom and mobility. And we talk about Alexandria Ocasional Cortex says, mobility is a human right, but not if you want to actually go somewhere in America. If you're an American and you want to drive from one side of town to the other, that's not going to be a human right. They're going to take that away from you. That's the ultimate result of these plans. Mark Moreno is joining us now at from climatedepot.com, and he's got a great article up. I love the headline of Mark's article, "The Most Unintentionally Honest Explanation of Neo-Socialism." She is the unintentional whistleblower of socialist austerity. And I want to talk to welcome Mark Moreno right now, talk about his article and some of these other ones. You know, Mark, we've got a Democrat in Oregon saying that he wants to declare climate change as a national emergency. He says, well, if we're going to have national emergencies for fake crises, why not climate change? It is a fake crisis, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And actually, Al Gore has been calling it a climate emergency for decades. So, you know, that is a danger, by the way. If this is, I don't know that it's unprecedented constitutionally in any way, shape, or form, the wall executive order declaring an emergency. However, a future Democrat is just chomping at the bit to declare global warming an emergency and therefore get whatever measure they think passed. You could shut down the coal industry, shut down fracking. You could put a $5 tax on gas, a European style. If they go at this route, they could, if they want to declare, and I don't think this is far-fetched. This isn't just some wacky congressman out west. This is a realistic expectation of the next Democratic president to declare climate change a national emergency and pretty much do whatever they want to do. They could ban meat. They could control.
I mean, we've already seen this with Obama. We've already seen this with Obama where he self-ratifies treaties with Iran or with, you know, the Paris Climate Accord or whatever. He self-ratified that. He didn't go through the process. We had Obama in order to fund Obamacare subsidies. He ignored the fact that the funds were not appropriated by Congress. He ignored the fact that Congress sued him and won in the courts. He just continued and appealed it and continued to rob those subsidies from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac investors. So they don't care about what the law is. The president actually has, the authority and the duty to protect the borders. This is the way he wants to do it. They don't have the authority to ban guns, or there's nothing in the Constitution that says the president has to protect the climate, but they will do it. Absolutely, I agree.
I agree. Yeah, and even though President Trump is 100% justified, they will make this seem as though it's unprecedented and use it, and you'll have a lot of judges, well, if President Trump did this, then I guess we can do this, even though his is actually legitimate. Part of the problem, David, though, and I blame the Trump administration itself for this climate, the Trump administration has zero goose egg pushback on the science of global warming. Trump's the federal national climate assessment comes out, written by Obama's UN climate negotiator, Andrew Light, written by climate activists from the far left Union of Concerned Scientists, a socialist wacko group left over from the 1960s. This group wrote the national climate assessment. The Trump administration cabinet members at EPA, at NASA, we're so terrified of being called deniers, anti-science. They rubber stamped this, put no fight up. It was released. The media then comes out. Trump's own scientists claim, you know, that the global warming is going to be dire and a real threat. It was written by environmental activists, Obama holdovers. It was nonsense. The UN report comes out. Trump administration doesn't push back. So what's happened here is all the Trump administration is doing is saying, oh, the Green New Deal costs too much. You know, it's socialism. But they're not going at all after the science. And that's a problem, especially when it comes to the judiciary. The reason we had Obama's regulations is because the courts ruled, because the United States had no pushback during the Bush administration, that the science, you know, said that we could regulate coal because carbon dioxide was a pollutant. It was bastardizing science, all because of very weak Republicans. Now, Trump's the strongest one we've ever had. He's been fantastic. He himself will speak out on the science, but not a single member of his cabinet will. And I repeat that. Not a single member of President Trump's current cabinet will speak out against climate science for fear of being intimidated and being called deniers. And it's a shame. And that is one of the big things we are handicapped fighting the Green New Deal because of that.
Well, I think this is that's two problems, actually, I think, that we have seen on a variety of issues. Number one, establishment Republicans, and of course, we're not even really talking about establishment. Like you said, these are a lot of holdovers from the Obama administration. But even when you get establishment Republicans in, they won't attack something on its face. Like you're talking about attacking the science of this. They won't directly oppose something. They'll just kind of say, well, not as much as the Democrats want, but I don't really want to argue against it, or I don't want to roll any of that back. Once these people enact something, or even after they start to put out a narrative, they're not going to try to roll back that narrative. They're not going to try to roll back the legislation. They just accept it. So we get this ratcheting up. It always goes in just one direction. The other part that you pointed out is the fact that President Trump, even though he's on these issues and talking about them, and I believe that he really believes them, he doesn't pay any attention to the people that he's got as personnel for the most part. With the exception of Scott Pruitt, pretty much everybody that he's brought in at different levels don't really care about any of the agenda that he talks about. And as we point out many times, it's an axiom that personnel or policy. Ultimately, President Trump is responsible for the people that he appoints, but he's appointing people that are opposing him, that are working against him, just like we saw Rex Tillerson working against him for the longest time on climate change. Eventually, President Trump did it himself and did the right thing, but it took a very long time to do it because he had people at the highest level opposing him.
And it's tough. I mean, President Trump came in almost as a third-party independent candidate, so his bench wasn't very deep to find non-establishment Republicans. But John Kelly, his former chief of staff, reportedly single-handedly killed Scott Pruitt, the old EPA director, his proposal to have a red team, blue team, and actually allow debate on the science and challenge the science of global warming as presented by the United Nations and Al Gore. And the administration, John Kelly and others, decided, who needs the hassle? We don't want, this is typical Republicans. We don't want to fight on that. We don't want to be seen as anti-science. Oh, that's too controversial. But beyond that, look at other, Scott Pruitt was probably the single most effective cabinet member in his, I don't even know if he lasted a year and a half, almost 2 years, year and a half or so, of any cabinet member, that you could look at. Maybe Caspar Weinberger and the early Reagan, just to focus on military, but that's always easy to spend money and increase government's budget, whether it's for the military or anything else. But he was so effective, Scott Pruitt. His career bureaucrats turned against him at EPA. The media had a daily drumbeat. It was the beat of the New York Times and Washington Post to find every and anything. And I love the one, apparently he quietly asked people if help him, his wife get a Chick-fil-A franchise. Oh my gosh, front page of the New York Times. An administration official in Washington is asking, using connections to try to get his, a family member connections. Oh my gosh, he should resign immediately. Washington would be a ghost town if they applied that standard. And here's the question. Mm-hmm. They don't apply the standard.
That's
Rick
right.
Perry. This was Mr. Global Warming Skeptic, governor of Texas, ran for president. They claimed his weak performance was based on his back surgery and medication. Why haven't we heard a darn thing out of him at the Energy Department? One simple reason. The only interview he's given on climate, he supported what Al Gore said and said he and Al Gore have the same goals, essentially. They're just going about it slightly different ways. He has done nothing to offend the media, nothing to offend the Washington establishment. Therefore, Rick Perry's good for the next day. He's solid all the way through if Trump wins a second term. That's the tragedy. If you try to do something, they run you out of town. The greatest tragedy we've had is Scott Pruitt being run out of town.
That's right. Yeah, they went over his life and everything that he remodeled his office and he took some precautions to try to
Airbnb. He paid $100 less. I mean, it was just such silly nonsense.
I know. Yeah, he took precautions to make sure that he wasn't being eavesdropped and spied upon. It's like, well, why would he be paranoid about something like that? I mean, look at how they audited every single aspect of his life. And yet there you point out Rick Perry, the guy who was going to get rid of the department that he's now presiding over. Remember when he was running for president? That was going to, wasn't that the exact department he was going to get rid of, but he couldn't remember it.
Yeah. It gets worse.
He forgot it again.
Yeah. And at NASA, you think, okay, well, maybe we can reform NASA. A guy named Jim Bridenstine is running NASA. He was a former congressman, global warming skeptic. Guess what happens right before his nomination proceedings for NASA head? He comes out, reverses himself on global warming, now says he believes it's a problem. Totally sells out because he wants credibility in the media.
Yeah, he wants the office. He wants a position and they'll surrender anything. There is nothing that they will fight over. No principles that they'll fight over. That's the key thing. We're going to be right back. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Mark Moreno, ClimateDepot.com. Stay with us.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2 week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions. We've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product, also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Mark Moreno of ClimateDepot.com. You can also find him on Twitter at Climate Depot. And we're talking about the old Heidi Heidi Ho of climate change that's been bouncing around a long time. You know, it's more than a decade ago, the Simpsons were making jokes about the mania of local governments to have their own light rail systems. We've had Governor Newsom of California, clearly not somebody who's level-headed, but he says, come on, let's be level with everybody. We can't get this thing built, this high-speed train system between, San Francisco to L.A. We can't. Let's be real. Let's be real. Newsom is saying that. And they're canceling the light rail system in Albuquerque, New Mexico, that they had an all-electric bus line that they wanted to go through. They had a $133 million plan for that. It's a joke. And yet nobody let Occasional Cortex in on the joke. And actually, she gave us the punchline. She told us where this is all headed. She's also going to ban all internal combustion engines. And Mark, you've got an article that you wrote, said it was, she was unintentionally honest. I think, they're very upset about the fact that she came out there and explained to the American public where this is all headed. We know where this is headed because we can see what's already happening in Europe. We've got ultra-low emission zones. They've got congestion charges. Now you've got Cuomo demanding congestion charges in New York. We've seen all this. We've seen the banning of internal combustion engines throughout various cities of Europe. They're going to do it across the board. They're going to do it here. They'll eventually ban airplanes as well. But now they pull that back and say, no, that wasn't real. That was the Republicans who put that stuff out there.
This whole Green New Deal, as long as they avoid specifics and actual policy, detailed policy proposals, they could probably get away with it. And what do I mean by that? Look back at Obamacare. Remember Nancy Pelosi's famous line, we won't know what's in the bill till after we voted for it. And that's ultimately, this is now the Democratic Party litmus test to pass this load of bollocks that makes no sense environmentally, economically, developmentally. I mean, in terms of like developing your economy and developing your society, this is the most anti-human agenda you could imagine. They want to get rid of everything successful, replace it with a vision of that doesn't exist. And even Anderson Cooper, if you go back to the 60 Minutes interview with AOC, he actually said, well, how are you going to do all this in 10 years? Get rid of the internal combustion engine, the car, get rid of airplanes. And she just said, these are aspirational goals. So as long as liberalism is defined by this is just what we want, don't burden me with whether it's possible. Don't point out what's happening in California, or don't point out what's happening in Texas, where one of the cities that Al Gore featured now is going bankrupt and they raised all the energy costs because they went green and Al Gore was so excited because it was a Republican governor. Let's not point out the reality of Europe, where you have excess deaths of senior citizens because they can't afford the heating bills because of Europe's and the EU's green policies, which are just essentially the Green New Deal in action in Europe. So they don't care about that. What they care about is feeling good, a policy proposal, something they can bash Trump and say, this is, we believe in science and this is our solution. And unfortunately, Trump administration is not pushing back on the science. And I will go further and say this, that I think if the next president will implement parts of this, and Republicans will then say, oh, we're going to overturn the Green New Deal. And much like Obamacare, they're not going to be able to. This is the culmination of 40 years of environmental policy. This is plagiarism, the Green New Deal. The same solutions for overpopulation, resource scarcity, species extinction, global cooling. We're all about wealth redistribution, global governance, sovereignty limiting treaties, and massive expansion of government and banning meat, etc. All the way through. Nothing new is in this Green New Deal. There's almost nothing green in it. It's all, everything's non-climate or environment, and it's certainly a raw deal, and you could argue it's a red deal for America, a red new deal, because this literally, as you mentioned, and that wasn't my article on the neo-socialism. That was an article I linked to at Climate Depot, but it was a fantastic article just saying this is their manifesto of their against market forces. We have an author who's an advisor to Pope Francis, who's a major player named Naomi Klein. Capitalism and a livable climate are incompatible. And they openly admit they're using the climate scare to achieve their economic and ideological goals, but they don't want to have an argument on those merits because they've lost in the past. This isn't, 1972, 1984, Walter Mondale, 1972, George McGovern. They lose those economic arguments with the American people. So they want to have a climate emergency, which is no pushback, again, officially from our government. We need this because of the emergency. We have to save ourselves.
Yeah, it's this environmental pie in the sky. And as you point out, we got to pass this so we can find out what's in it, unless Alexandria Ocasio Cortez tells us what's in it. They passed it, and when the people in France saw what was in it, that's when you got the yellow vest situation. And I talked earlier in this program about this trucker protest that is building going across Canada. They're pushing back against carbon taxes. They're pushing back against the fact that the government under Trudeau wants to shut down all oil and gas, and this is starting in the oil and gas area. But once people find out what is in this, they're going to push back against it. And as you point out, if people like Cory Booker become president, he's out there talking about how you shouldn't have meat because he doesn't like meat. It's like, fine, Cory, you eat whatever you want. Don't tell me what to eat. It's none of your business. But of course, he's saying it's unsustainable. Well, if he's not going to allow us to meat on our table, if they're going to put these carbon taxes on us, that's when it really gets dangerous. If we don't find out what's in this and stop it before it happens, we could wind up with a yellow vest situation like they did in France after the people saw what he passed.
Yeah, well, here's the real problem. If you look at the 20th century into the 21st century, almost every American president since FDR, when they've left office, the country has been further left, further with bigger government than when they started, regardless of ideology. And I'm including Ronald Reagan in that. Ronald Reagan's first term was a blip against that. And then even the Republican Congress was an even smaller blip. But essentially the country is it's just the sort of countries evolve, states evolve to more statism, to more central planning. Almost impossible without a I can't find examples in history where they evolve out of it. You can do some market reforms, but ultimately it's a slide. to the left, and even under Donald Trump, this is a little blip of a lot of executive orders, a great overturning Obama, but we're sort of getting back to where we were at the beginning of Obama. We're not really reversing too much, and I think the next president, we could end up yin and yang right back. So my point is this. All of these policies, you can say, oh, even in France and other places, what happens is, and why the left ultimately achieves bigger government, first of all, it's naturally easy to just keep expanding government. But ultimately, they realize how to hide their advances. In other words, people won't, in a few years in France, they won't blame their high energy costs, high cost of living on climate policies. They'll bury those. The same way you can bury income taxes by having, withheld from your paychecks by taxing the goods and services before it even gets to you. So you find out you're not even aware of how much you're taxed. They will hide all these regulations. Everything will be more expensive. Everything will be less prosperous. We'll have much lower less quality of life than we would have otherwise. And people won't ultimately know why, because it is so well hidden. The problems come with like President Macron of France doing quick overreach. Same with this Green New Deal. It may falter, stumble because it's being too ambitious, but ultimately they get their way. And it's ultimately because there's no real opposition.
And I think people need to understand, Mark,
I blame the Republican Party for this advancement of central planning in the last 70 years. There's been no real pushback. They've been Me Too little government version that's just a little bit less ambitious, but it still goes along with the premise.
And it's really, I think, not even so much a slide to the left as it is a consolidation. That's what the founders of this country were concerned about. That's why they wanted to divide power between the people and the states and the federal government, and then divide the federal government into three parts as well. And so we've had this ever since the American Revolution. We've had this slide towards consolidation. And it's also being driven, I think, by the press, because they love to talk about national issues. Everything becomes a centralized federal issue. Now it's becoming a global issue because they want to have global government. So they got to have a global problem. They got to have a global justification for tax and central planning and everything. And they picked, looks like 2030 to be the target date. Everything keeps coming back to 2030, you know, because we got this UN 2030 agenda for sustainability, they say. And that's where it all comes back to. Packing us into the city, limiting our transportation. I mean, that's really when push comes to shove, I think.
It is. I mean, I have climate activists who actually want to use termites. And the way they model their nests as a model for, you know, world cities, and to pack people in those cities.
But that's a pretty good description of it, yeah.
Yeah, well, watch carefully, because you're going to have sellouts. Like, and the most likely sellout is going to be Senator Mitt Romney from Utah. He's the one that employed all of Obama's EPA people before Obama even had him. He was a big believer, Al Gore, Mitt Romney. I would not be surprised if in the next year or so, Mitt Romney comes out with the Republican Correct New Deal, which is going to be a milder, lighter version of the Green New Deal, basically capitulating all the science, a lot of the regulations.
Boy, I think you're exactly right.
Free market, and this is how the Republicans will mess it up. And then the opposition to the Green New Deal will be the slightly smaller Republican version, and that's going to be our two choices. That's where we get, and that's where, thank God for Donald Trump. He doesn't play this game. But at this point, he's at war with his own administration. It's
I think you're
Trump
exactly right about Mitt Romney. I mean, look what he did with Obamacare. You know, he did it first with Ted Kennedy, and then he was basically the hedge in case Obama didn't get through. He's going to put Obamacare. Yeah. Great. Thanks for joining us, Mark Morano, ClimateDepot.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered, with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling
supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to get back to Kamala Harris. I guess maybe she's kind of the star of the show today. You know, we've had her commenting on the border. We've had her commenting on Jussie Smollett. Well, kind of commenting, I guess. She was looking around, somebody, help me, please. I said, you want to take back that tweet that you put out about him being a victim and she's about this being a lynching and so forth? And she's like looking around, I'll say this about Jussie Smollett. Look, she's also out talking about how we need to change Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day because the United States is the scene of a crime. After what she said about Jussie Smollett, after what she did in California as Attorney General, going after the whistleblowers who were pointing out that Planned Parenthood was more than willing, these abortion centers, more than willing to do murder for hire. Even worse than that, murder for hire and I'll acquire the body parts for you from these babies. She turns a blind eye to that. And goes after the Center for Medical Progress, who are the whistleblowers. Comes after them. So she wants to talk about the scene of a crime. As Attorney General, she wouldn't know the scene of the crime if she was involved in it. And she is involved in it. She's out there talking about how, you know, the border, we are ripping babies from their mothers. Let's just play that clip. Here's Kamala Harris talking about ripping babies from their mother.
When you hear claims that our problems would all be solved if we just built a wall on our southern border. Don't forget the babies ripped from their parents' arms and the refugees fleeing violence and abuse who are being turned away.
Don't forget the babies ripped from their parents' arms, also ripped from their mother's wombs and ripped to pieces. And she turns a blind eye to that and goes after the people who expose the criminal activity. And that she has the audacity to say the United States is the scene of a crime. So I want to get rid of Columbus Day and I want to have an Indigenous Peoples Day. She said the voices of Indigenous Americans are being erased and marginalized. Well, I think the lives of babies are being marginalized and the babies are being erased. But she's also trying to erase and marginalize Western civilization. And when she's talking about the Indigenous Americans, we have to remember our history. Oh, yes. I would want for us to remember our history. Unfortunately, we don't. She says, uncomfortable to your point about truth, so it may make us. We are the scene of a crime when it comes to what we did with slavery and Jim Crow. That would be the Democrat Party that she's part of. They are the scene of the crime. More specifically, like I said about Ralph Northam, they are the scene of the crime. Institutionalized racism in this country. Look at the Democrats. She said, we have to be honest about that. We have to be honest. Well, let's be honest about the Indigenous people. They are not paragons of virtue either. The Indigenous people that were here enslaved each other. They had wars. They even had human sacrifices. Those cultures that were here also had issues. Let's not talk about the Muslims either, right? The Democrat Party doesn't want to talk about that. Every bit as much of the slave trade as any other group or civilization, and they are the ones who are still perpetuating this. Don't want to talk about that app that they've got in Saudi Arabia for tracking their worker slaves and their female slaves, which is the way that they treat women in Saudi Arabia. No. Don't talk about any of that, Kamala Harris. We have to be honest, she said. We have to be honest. She said it three times. Because if we're not honest, we're, one, not going to deal with the vestiges of all that harm. That's right. If you're not going to be honest, Kamala, about the faults of all cultures, if you're not going to talk about what's going on right now with the Saudis, with Islam, if you're not going to talk about the black genocide that you support as a black woman, just like you said, well, I listened to all those rappers while I smoked pot and locked up black people at disproportionately high rates, while Planned Parenthood is killing black people at disproportionate rates, she is out there virtue signaling to the world. We'll be right back.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, Kamala Harris is out there talking about Indigenous Peoples Day because Columbus Day is indicative of the scene of a crime. No, the Democrat Party is the scene of the crime. As I was saying before, you have a African cardinal talking about how this is, as we've reported many, many times here, it is black genocide, what is going on. The fact that you've got 1.1 million deaths, the fact that abortion counts for nearly a third of all U.S. deaths in 2009, 61% of the abortions are abortions of African Americans. The CDC says that 35% of the deaths by abortion in the U.S. happen to black babies, despite the fact that blacks represent only 12.8% of the population. With white women, there are 138 abortions for every 1,000 live births. For blacks, there's 501 abortions. So instead of 138 per thousand, it's 501 per thousand for black women, 3.6 times the rate of whites. And yet, Al Green and Al Sharpton won't talk about Northam and what he's having to say about abortion and killing babies after birth, quite frankly. Instead, they'll just talk about the blackface and the Ku Klux Klan. They'll try to pretend that the Democrat Party doesn't have a tradition of that. They'll try to pretend that it isn't the Democrat Party that gave us Jim Crow laws and supported the Ku Klux Klan throughout the South. Oh, no, no. They're not the scene of the crime, are they? Here's what they think is the scene of the crime. In Connecticut, the Democrats claim that pro-life centers are deceiving women. Yeah, it's not Planned Parenthood who's been caught on tape saying, what is it that you need? Yeah, we can get those parts for you. I've got some women I can talk into that. Democrat state representative in Connecticut, Liz Linehan, said the faith based centers there are, quote, operating with the appearance of a medical facility, and they advertise to people as though they offer abortion and emergency contraception. Wait a minute. I thought that's a description of Planned Parenthood. They operate as if they are a medical facility, as if they're about women's health, and yet they push back real hard and get these laws shut down when you try to actually protect women's health. When you say, based on what happened with Gosnell based on the fact that a woman who was a migrant woman, a woman of color, getting an abortion in Kermit Gosnell's abortion clinic, and they couldn't get the, it went wrong. They couldn't get the gurneys through there to get her to an ambulance for over a half hour because the hallways were so narrow and so forth. So in Texas, they say, well, we're going to make sure that there's a law saying that you can actually get a gurney through. Nope, can't do that. Shut that down. And that goes to the Supreme Court. They shut it down. At the time, you had Kennedy there that was there. He voted with the left, of course. Now that Kennedy is gone and we replaced him, you've got Roberts. Always Roberts. He is their fail-safe justice that was put in by George W. Bush. So now he votes with the liberal bloc. And as a matter of fact, we've got a picture of RBG. We have proof of life for Darth Vader Ginsburg. This was actually a clip of her. Many people were saying, well, okay, she supposedly voted on this abortion bill, shutting down a law. I think it was some southern state. I think it was Alabama. I'm not sure, going from memory. But basically, that law was similar to the one here in Texas. They said, all right, we want to protect women's health. So if they're having an abortion, and remember, I played for you last week the clip of that doctor, and people were just stunned to hear him describe the procedure. The DNC. Sounds very much like the Democratic National Committee, doesn't it? Now, it's also a surgical procedure where you rip a baby apart, and as he was saying, you just reach up these tongs. You're not really sure what you're pulling out, but you pull these things out, and if this happens, you know, that you got that part of the baby. You pull out an arm, you pull out a leg. You know, if you're doing something like that, you might injure the woman. Frequently does happen. Well, if that happens, wouldn't you want to be able to have a hospital close by? Wouldn't you want to be admitted to that hospital practice so you've got that, or have a gurney be able to go through? So they tried to put that law through. That was the one that went to the Supreme Court. They shut that down with Justice Roberts voting with Ginsburg and the other liberals on the court. And many people said, well, I'd like to see if she's still alive or if these opinions are being written for her by clerks or whatever. We have now seen video footage of Ginsburg actually being assisted through an airport. Here's some of that footage. And I'm not joking. I mean, that actually is Ginsburg. We can see that she is alive. She's walking, not really talking so much, and she's being supported. She's got a couple of bodyguards there in this clip, and she's being supported by somebody else. And this is the reaction of her fans.
It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive.
Yes, that Frankenstein monster of the Supreme Court is still alive. I don't wish her ill, but I wish her off of the court. But boy, I tell you, she has been worshipped by the left. That kind of fanatical expression that you just heard there from Dr. Frankenstein, that's nothing compared to what the left thinks about Ginsburg. I mean, they're ready to donate their organs to her if necessary to keep her on the court. And they may resuscitate. After she dies, they may put her on a gurney and lift her up through the castle and get her recharged. I don't know, just like Frankenstein. Who knows? But when we look at what's going on in Connecticut, they're saying that, you know, to say that these pregnancy crisis centers are really there, talking as if they're a medical facility, but they, you know, want to offer abortion or what, that is what Planned Parenthood does. But they said, no. These women, these are luring women in who are in a vulnerable state. The practice is deceptive. We shouldn't allow crisis pregnancy centers in the state of North Carolina. Well, you know, is it really a crisis pregnancy if you got a baby and you don't want it? The question then becomes, what do? Do you kill it or do you give it to somebody who will love that child and raise it? Who will adopt it? There are many people out there who will adopt children. Jesse Talley said that she sought help at the Pro-Life Women's Center of Eastern Connecticut 7 years ago when she was single and pregnant because she wanted to have her baby and needed support to go through with her pregnancy. Now, she kept it, I think. She said, the center gave me a clear overview of who they were, what they believe, how they operate, before I began any sessions with them. She said it was professional, transparent, and a comfortable environment. Unlike Planned Parenthood with the narrow halls, no emergency facilities, no hospital nearby. Just recently, we had the U.S. Supreme Court rule in favor of pro-life centers. Last summer in June, the High Court overturned a California law that would force pregnancy crisis centers there in California, force them to post information about where to obtain abortions. That's not what they're about. They're there to help solve the problem without killing a child. So the Democrats are the ones who, the only choice they will allow is a choice to kill a child. That's very clear from that California law, isn't it? You're not going to have a choice about how you're going to educate your child, how you're going to take care of their health care. You're not going to have a choice about how you want to move yourself, you know, where you want to live, what kind of car you're going to have, even what you eat on your table. They don't support choice in any respect except for abortion. That's why it is such an offense for them to have people help someone who is in a crisis pregnancy. Even if they want to keep the child, even if they don't want to put it up for adoption, they'd say, here are your different options. We'll find people to help you do whatever you want to do. The one option that they don't see as an option is taking the baby's life. And the Democrats hate that. Hate that. It has become a right. R-I-T-E is very satanic. Very dark. You know, when we come back, there's an amazing article. We talk about the real threat to this country, folks. And I think it is really the occult that is coming here. A good example of this is Tom Brady, talking about his wife. He says she's a witch. He says she's the secret to him winning these different things. I saw this, I got, oh, come on, this is an allegory, this is a hyperbole. Now, I'm going to tell you the details and the rituals that she goes through to divine whether he's going to win or not, to make sure that he wins. And he believes it's real. He believes it's a, you know what? I agree with him. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, the worst part about getting old and I'm still strong at 45 is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think in this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be it word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
Leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. Must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you like.
Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. This is an interesting article I saw on WND. Witchy Woman, the Tom Brady spell. Is Gazelle his supernatural connection, they ask? I'm like, what? What is this? I mean, I don't follow football, but Tom Brady is pretty amazing. His winning record and how long his career is, as I point out, he's won 3 league MVP awards, 6 Super Bowls, 4 Super Bowl MVP awards. Said, you know, what is it about him? Greatest of all time. Is it, as he suggests, the fact that he's married to a practicing witch? I thought, what? But listen to what Tom Brady had to say. He says, you know, I've learned a lot from my wife over the years. Okay, so far so good. I've learned a lot from my wife over the years. His wife, of course, is a model, Gazelle Bundchen, I think is the way you pronounce her name. I don't know. She's so about the power of intention and believing things that are really going to happen, he said. He said that she always, quote, makes a little altar for me at the game because she just wills it so much. And she makes an altar for him at the games complete with pictures of his children. He says, I have all these little special stones and healing stones and protection stones. And she has me wear a necklace and she takes these drops that she makes. I say, all these mantras. I stopped questioning her a long time ago. I just shut up and listen. He said at first he thought it was kind of crazy, but he said, then it worked. He said about 4 years ago, we were playing the Seahawks and she said, you better listen to me. This is your year, but these are all the things that you're going to have to do to win. He said, I did all those things and by God, you know, it worked. No, it wasn't by God. God is not in divination. He's not in witchcraft. Anyway, he goes on to say that she had predicted to him, Brady's wife had predicted to him that 2015 would not be his year. You remember that? He said he was sure enough that was the season that the Patriots ended disappointingly in the AFC championship game. He said, but early this year, he asked her if he had a chance to win it all, and he got the answer that he was seeking. She said, yeah, but you're going to have to do a lot of work, and you're really going to have to listen to me. So, man, I listened to her, said Brady. And what does she attribute her own record of success? She said, you're lucky you married a witch. I'm just a good witch. She is also very deeply, this is reported by WND, she's also very deeply involved in yoga, meditation, crystals, astrology, Buddhism, Taoism. Okay. You know, it's funny how we just keep seeing this over and over again. She was a former Victoria's Secret model, actress. She's from Brazil. She's been one of the highest paid models in the world. And now she is doing witchcraft for her husband. I don't even know if her nose twitches, you know, but he is definitely bewitched and bewildered about what's going on with all this. But folks, this is the way that our culture is going. That's why I said the murder of these babies, this infanticide, the blind eye that the Democrats can turn to this, the kind of deep degeneration that we see happening to this generation, happening to America, that's being sold to them through the entertainment industry, even into the football. You know, even to somebody who, you know, seems like a straight-up conservative guy, but his wife is into witchcraft, and he doesn't see any problem with it. Though absolutely no discernment. America is a post-Christian civilization. And when you become a post-Christian country, that's when you become post-civilization. The abortion issue is just one of those issues. And Liberty Nation points out about the big cash mountain for the Democrats. You know, it's things like Emily's List, who are also funded by Soros, also funded by Disney. Disney. They point out it takes a special kind of politician to openly defend infanticide. Oh, you know, like Ralph Northam. No, not Ralph Northam necessarily, but also Senator Patty Murray, Democrat, of course, from Washington. She almost single-handedly torpedoed a Republican attempt to mandate that medical care be given to infants born alive during botched abortions. Why do we want to do that, right? And we just talked last Friday about three people that were on Fox News talking about how they had survived abortions. One boy from South Korea had survived a DNC. It's a procedure. It's not the Democrat National Convention, but, of course, same thing, you know, National Committee. Anyway, they were able to rip off his arm, so he's going to go through life without an arm, but he's going to have life. He survived that. Another case, one young lady was burned severely by a saline abortion, but she survived. Another one didn't realize all the different health problems that she had until later in life. And all three of them were adopted by Christian parents. So that's the difference. They throw their children on the fire. They throw their children on the trash heap. We look at their children, we see potential. We say, I'll raise that child. But this is not what the Democrats do. She said, Republicans scheduled a show vote on another bill attacking women's rights and health. Democrats, said Patty Murphy, we'll stand with women, doctors, nurses, everyone who truly cares about women's health and rights and make sure that it doesn't. Well, you know, it's half of the kids that are being killed are women, potential women. They don't care about that. They could be potentially Democrat voters. Think about that. You get a disproportionate number of women voting for you, you know, you're throwing away some of your voters. But that doesn't matter. Nothing matters to them if they can kill children. It is a right, R-I-T-E. Murray, in 2018, voted against an effort to ban abortions after 20 weeks. She said it goes against the Constitution. Does it? I don't remember anything in the Constitution. I do remember the Declaration of Independence saying that our Creator, our God, has given us rights, R-I-G-H-T-S, and that among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You don't have liberty or the pursuit of happiness if you don't have life. That goes first. And preceding life is our Creator God. They don't recognize that. They've got their crystals, their magic stones, their rituals. You know, quite frankly, I agree with Tom Brady. I think that works. I really do believe that that is real. I believe that the supernatural is real. I think he's getting what he wants out of that. But I don't think he understands what he's eventually going to get from that. Emily's List is one of the most powerful PACs in America today. They're not just about putting women in office. They say in their mission statement, their focus, quote, our focus is on putting the right pro-choice Democrat women into office. See, they don't want women who are pro-life, in office. They gave $300,000 to Murray. They gave $566,000 to Jackie Rosen, Democrat, Nevada, who was just recently elected. They gave her over $500,000 just in 2018 election cycle. And she returned the favor. She opposed the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Act while she was in the State House. Kyrsten Sinema was given by Emily's List $404,000 in 2018. Tina Smith, who took Al Franken's place, got $170,000. She likes to brag she's the only senator who's worked at Planned Parenthood. But, of course, they get money from Soros and from Walt Disney Corporation.
When it comes to rebuilding your energy, convenience is key. While coffee, candy, and other sugary products can give you a short boost, the crash can leave you more tired than ever. Turbo Force from InfoWars Life is a powerful mix-in energy packet that utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years to provide you focus, clarity, and a boost of energy on the go. Simply take a packet, mix it into the indicated amount of water, and enjoy. With 14 servings per box for a 2-week or more supply, this is the formula to stock up on whenever you need a boost. Perfect for work, in the car, or at home. Turbo Force is the ultimate answer to a sluggish day. Don't let your day slow you down. Perk up with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited-time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Patriots are on the go. Hardworking Americans need high-quality energy when they're on the run. And ladies and gentlemen, we have spent years working with top developers to come out with the highest quality protein bar in vanilla coconut and chocolate peanut butter at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a high-end bar sold for up to $6, $7 at Whole Foods. Normally, we sell it for $3 a piece when you get it in the box. But with the discount we're running right now as an introductory offer, it's $2.40 a bar. No one can top that, and it funds liberty and the fight against the globalists. With 15 grams of protein and so much more, they're amazing. Secure your box of high-quality InfoWars Life protein bars today, and you will be impressed, and you will reorder them, and you will help fund the operation to break the globalists back. It's up to you. It's easy. Buy high-quality protein bars from us instead of the globalists. It will fund the revolution to take it to the next level. Please secure these incredibly tasty, high-end protein bars at InfoWarsLife.com today. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I'm going to talk about globalist desperation. They're really getting desperate, folks. In Italy, you had the judicial system there say they were going to come after Salvini for kidnapping because he arrested migrants who were coming into Italy. And they had a vote yesterday. I'll tell you how that came out as to whether or not he would have to stand trial. They can invoke parliamentary procedure, privilege, essentially, to stop that from happening. The judiciary was going full on for him. I'll tell you how that came out. I'll tell you what the judiciary here is doing to Roger Stone and their acts of desperation. But before we do, I want to continue on a little bit with this, what we were just talking about, witchcraft, the degeneration of our society, the liberals who are pushing abortion, the anti-human factions that we have that are really gaining strength here. You know, one sign of where we are the films that are being produced by Hollywood. They are training our children for the most part. You know, they're portraying the different roles that they want children to portray. They have a tremendous effect on children. Far more than I think you realize, and I think most people realize that you're affected by movies. Think about what you saw as a child, the roles that you saw, the different movies that you saw, how that affects how you think as you see these things acted out. It has a visceral effect on you. It's not just intellectual. They're not sitting there lecturing you. If they were, it wouldn't be that powerful. You'd be falling asleep. Instead, what they do is they very cleverly play these things out. So that you have an emotional attachment to these different issues, and then they set up the characters in a way to produce the desired outcome, to say these types of people are good, these types of people are bad. We've always had that type of situation being done by Hollywood. And as I took my daughter to see a movie, my wife was sick. I wanted to take her out, and so just the two of us went. I took her to this Transformer movie, which is about the only thing that was not rated R. And the trailers that we were seeing, every single movie that was coming out, it was not just a woman featured in a central role, not just a woman in a strong role, not just a woman wanting to do, doing what she wanted to do, but it was this woman as hero. And not only as hero, but she had to denigrate the males in order to do that. The males had to be stupid and dumbed down. But there's also, as we look at all these different superheroes, and typically they do that to make it believable. They give them superpowers or whatever. You know, there's a movie that just came out, Alita Battle Angel. That was one of the ones that they had a trailer for. It's an anime film. And, of course, it's a girl, but a girl robot. So now we get to push not only, you know, that cliche, I guess I ought to start calling it the gender genre. Because that's basically all they're making anymore. You know, they go through these phases. First, they'll do nothing but Westerns or, you know, right? When I was a young kid, it was all World War II movies. Then it became Westerns. And then they go on to the spy movies and so forth. Wasn't that great? You know, it paved the way for the NSA and the CIA to do whatever they wanted to us. Now we're worshiping strong women and robots. Robots have got to be the heroes. You know, this Alita, Battle Angel, you know, she's a robot, but a girl, female robot. That's even more important. Combine all those two things together. And when we look at this, the promotion, I think, of transhumanism, I think the whole superhero genre, male and female, I think that's about promoting transhumanism. You will become like gods, right? Isn't that the ancient thing? You will live forever. You will become like gods. You'll have superpowers, super knowledge. You will modify your body with technology. Or with special, you know, occultic practices or whatever. I mean, stop and think about what is at the core of the superhero genres that we all go to see. The big production. Except now they're not going to see them that much. Alita Battle Angel, slowest President's Day weekend in 15 years. And then people are saying, well, is Captain Marvel the next one up? Is that going to be successful? As Hollywood Reporter points out, you know, it's going to be the first ever Disney division film for the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the first Disney film to be fronted by women. Will they do for the Marvel Universe what Disney did for Star Wars? Completely feminize it to the point, again, of absurdity. You know, when you look at the trailer for this, I haven't seen the movie yet, hasn't come out yet, But when you look at the trailer, it isn't enough for them to make the Captain Marvel female character strong and, you know, superhero and everything. They got to make Samuel L. Jackson, Nick Fury, of all people. They got to make him into a dunce. They got to lower him in order to elevate her, right? And then what we see is Brie Larson putting herself out there as a savior of women, saying that she wants to have press conferences and aren't mostly a bunch of old white guys and stuff. I mean, that's the kind of hatred that we see coming out there, put on display. I mean, that's what's behind this. But as much as I don't like that, that warfare between men and women, which is really killing our families, as much as I don't like to see that, I think this whole superhero thing, superhero robots, superhero female robots and so forth, I think this is going down the path of transhumanism. Again, the age-old lie, you'll become like God. You'll live forever. You can do this to yourself and so forth. This is the subtle message that is being implanted into our children. Of course, they're not getting the message that there's a God. It's like, you know, hey, this works. I can take these magic stones out here and, you know, my wife does these altars for me and pictures and I can win. You know, I just got this little model of the other quarterback. I stick a pin in him or whatever. I don't know what they're doing. We've got Elizabeth Warren out there. She's going to take care of your children. Don't worry. You don't have to worry about educating your kids because Elizabeth Warren's got this under control. The Democrats have got it under control. Disney will educate your kids. Hollywood will educate your kids. MTV, late night, comedians will educate your kids. And Elizabeth Warren wants to take care of them. Universal child care credit. She's proposing a universal child care credit plan that would limit American families' expenses to 7% of income, regardless of how many kids they have in child care. Now, she's going to put this in. It'll be free for families who have incomes below double the median family of four's income. Now, the median family of four is, $51,500. That's the median family income across the United States. You know, the government cares. The government wants to care for your child. Now, in those horrible days of yore, the 1950s, we had the median family income. People were making a, family of four that was making the median family income would pay only 2% of their income in taxes. That's not the case today, is it? Not the case today. Paying 28, 30%, that's about what a working mother makes. If you still have an intact family because you haven't been trained by Hollywood to hate men, you know, you haven't broken up the family with sex and hatred between the different sexes and so forth. If you still have a family, if you don't have a single parent family there because everybody's been told, you don't have to worry about the other person. If you still have a median family income, only 2% in income tax, could you afford to take care of your kids? You know, but we're so much better today because even if we have an intact family, even if they haven't poisoned those relationships, we now have to have two parents work. And they pay more than 10 times what they did in income taxes. That's how these things work out. Now, they remember the income tax originally was just a tax on the 1% of the 1%. And it was only on their investment income. It wasn't even on wages. Then they made it about wages. Then they made it go up to a third of your income. And then we have to go to Elizabeth Warren and say, please look after my children while I go to work to try to make ends meet. Forget about having just one parent work so that the other parent can take care of the kids so you can take vacations and everything. Those horrible days of the 1950s are gone. Just call me a traditionalist.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals.
This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy-to-use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. At InfoWars, we're always looking for the very best, best-selling, highest-rated products that we can then private label and sell. Well, there is a national company who has FDA approval to sell their wound gel that is the strongest out there, and we private label it, and we sell it for $10 less online than they sell it at CVS and Walgreens. We also have another product also produced by the same company, Immune Gargle. We've been selling a lot of the wound gel and a lot of the Immune Gargle. We're going to go from full price to 40% off on both of these best-selling products right now at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a limited time immune boost special. Get Super Blue, Silver Immune Gargle, and Super Silver Wound Dressing for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. They admit finally in the mainstream press that the flu vaccine is not effective. Yeah, they did. So we got new research coming up with killer cells that raise the hope of a universal flu vaccine. Due to its mutating strains, vaccine formulas must regularly be updated and only offer limited protection currently. That's what we've been telling you for a long time. They don't know what strain they're vaccinating for. There's all the other issues about impurities and adjuvants and, preservatives, other stuff that they put into the vaccines that raise the risk of adverse reaction. And you're not even going to have any good effect from it. As a matter of fact, it'll attack your immune system, fighting off whatever it is that they inject you with. And then another strain of flu, which is the one that's going around, will take you down because you've got a weakened immune system. But don't worry, they're going to have killer cells. And they're going to have a universal flu vaccine. And read for universal What they mean by that probably is going to be compulsory. Now, we were just talking about universal child care by Elizabeth Warren. Now, that's not going to be compulsory, but it was kind of, in a sense, de facto compulsory. If you take a huge chunk of taxes from people, if you impoverish them through taxes, like I said, back in the 1950s, a family of four only paid 2% income tax. So you could have one parent working, kind of help to keep families together, help to raise kids, but they don't want you raising your kids. They want to raise your kids. But don't worry, they're going to portray this as if they are helping you, when in reality, it's going to cost taxpayers $70 billion per year. So the taxes will go up, the debt will go up, the money that we borrow from China through the Federal Reserve and so forth, and we borrow that money from China, from Saudi Arabia and so forth, and we'll borrow money to pay for her pet program. And so on the one hand, the tax man will give you the stick, beat you with a stick, take your money. On the other hand, Elizabeth Warren will be there saying, I'll raise your children. Let me take care of them for you. It is a vicious spiral. Here's another vicious spiral that we got going in the United States. And that is the Stasi states. The USA is becoming the United Stasi of America, the snitch neighbors. This is a story from Free Thought Project. 11-year-old boy visited by the cops after neighbors report him for selling hot chocolate. They said, you know, in 2018, we had neighbors turning in fellow neighbors to authorities because they sold water or lemonade or simply for being black in your own apartment complex pool. Remember that one? What are you doing here? It's like, well, I live here. You can't live here. You're black. You know, I think there's a suspicious black man here at the pool. And it turns out he lived there. And now we got in Pennsylvania a boy that had the cops called on him by neighbors who don't bother to go over and talk to him. They called the cops on this boy because he was selling hot chocolate. He said, a lot of times I make over 50 bucks and I do pretty good. I was kind of bored that day, so I was like, well, can I come out and just do something? So I came out and I sold hot cocoa. The neighbors called the police and said, it's cold and there's a boy outside. I don't know if they really had a problem with that. I don't know if they were concerned about his welfare or if they just saw capitalism is happening out here. Stop that. Stop that. That kid is making money. He's showing some ingenuity. Can't have that here. This is Pennsylvania after all, right? So the cops show up. They ask him what he's doing. Are you by yourself? No, I got a babysitter in the house. And so instead of doing anything to him, the cops were nice to him. He offered them some free hot chocolate. And they said they took it and they said, no, we'll pay you for it. And that's a nice ending for that. That's something we don't typically see. It's not necessarily how things are going to work out in Iowa either. We've got a Democrat woman there who wants to stamp out homeschooling families, you know, because they need to be raised. These kids need to be raised by the government. And we got some parents who are actually taking responsibility. Just like I said yesterday, you know, France wants to completely eliminate the term parent. They're going to have thing one and thing two, right? You know, parent one, I'm sorry, eliminate the terms mother and father. You have parent one and parent two. Eventually, they will become thing one, thing two, to dehumanize people. And in Iowa, they don't want homeschools. And so the way that they're working this, first they had a bill that came out that would completely eliminate the phrase private instruction, to completely eliminate private instruction from Iowa. So then they came out, that was a little bit too far, so the Democrats came back, they walked it back for the moment, took one step backwards, said, all right, we'll keep independent private instruction in the Iowa code, but we will load you down with all kinds of regulations and forced immunizations if you want to raise your own kids. And we will make sure that this is being enforced because we will have somebody come by every quarter to inspect your home. And if you don't like somebody coming in your home and quizzing your kids, you know, and doing a white glove test over your home, then what we will do, if they do not provide consent for that, yeah, that's consent, isn't it? Here's a threat. If you don't provide consent, then we will send, we'll go to the juvenile court or the district court, and we'll have them authorize people to enter your home by force and interview and observe the children. Yeah, that's great. So as the Homeschool Legal Defense Association put it, if Representative Masher's HF 272 in Iowa, in addition to resurrecting long-dead paperwork requirements for homeschool families, treats all of them like criminal. She wants to command that state agents come into the homes of every single homeschooling family in the state 4 times a year. In what world do we waste money poking into the homes of thousands of people when there's not the slightest reason to believe that an individual has done anything? There's no presumption of innocence in America anymore. When people who believe that the government can and should solve all problems, this is what we get. That's called the Democrat Party. All right, I want to talk a little bit about the globalist desperation. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you of the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program. We've got several products that are new and on sale. We just introduced last week InfoWars Life Protein Bars, Natural Protein, Fiber Packed Power. Only 240 calories, but they have 15 grams of protein in each. Great tasting vanilla coconut or chocolate peanut butter, and you can get 40% off if you get 2 boxes or more. Take a look at that product. It's a great time to try it as part of this introductory offer. 40% off, 2 boxes or more. We also have one of our new products, Turbo Force, offered in a combo pack with Brain Force Plus. You can get 50% off of Brain Force Plus. That is my favorite supplement that we have here at InfoWarsStore.com. I take a lot of supplements that are good for your long-term health, things like selenium, vitamins, nutrients, even things like Ultimate Bone Broth. That's on sale as well, 50% off. But, you know, when you take Brain Force, it really does help to focus your mind. A lot of these supplements, you will see the effect of them over a long period of taking time, but you won't necessarily feel anything. With Brain Force Plus, you will feel it, and you can get 50% off Brain Force Plus right now in combo with Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. Help us to support free speech and because we are the tip of the spear right here. What are they doing in desperation? The globalists even came after Salvini. Now, Salvini has been very, very effective in Italy. I mean, he's come out against the bankers. He's come out against the open borders, against mandates from the EU. Going back a couple of weeks ago, we had a court in Sicily that ruled that the Interior Minister, Salvini, should stand trial for kidnapping migrants that were stopped from invading Italy. And he said, I confess. He said, there's no need for a trial. It's true. I did it, and I'll do it again. He said, I risk 3 to 15 years in prison for blocking illegal landings in Italy, and I have no words for the absurdity of this. It's not only hypocritical, but it's hysterical that they would do this. But the judiciary there said, oh, yeah, he can stand. We can try him for that. And so what he did was he pulled up, they held an online vote within his party to see whether or not they would invoke parliamentary privilege to stop the judicial persecution. And so they held that vote yesterday. And good news is that they said, we're not going to allow that to move forward. The vote to allow legal proceedings against Salvini said would provoke a government crisis. And so by a little over 60%, they voted to shut that down. That's good news. However, here in America, Roger Stone has to apologize for posting a photo of a judge. Now, in the background, they said, oh, he put up a photo of the judge with crosshairs in the background. It's not crosshairs in the background. What it was a picture that said Corruption Central. And so there's a big background there that somebody had photoshopped. He just pulls a picture up of her because it says Corruption Central. I mean, he thinks that it's a corrupt process, and it is. He puts that up there. They cropped it. So you see that logo there, and they said, oh, look, that's a crosshair. He's threatening her. And they tried to make a big deal of that. They made even a bigger deal of it. They said, oh, look, I think he got this on a pro-Russian side. Of course, it's got to be Russia, of course. All right, that's it for our broadcast. Thanks for listening. They are desperate.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you with Super Male Vitality
from InfoWarsStore.com.
For those looking for the ultimate source of energy for their day, every day, the Brain Synergy Combo is here. Combining the powerful Turbo Force and Brain Force Plus nootropic formulas, this combo has what you need to hit your maximum potential every day. Take the tasty tropical berry-flavored Turbo Force Instant Brain Pills with you on the go or at work to help provide you with focus, clarity, and energy, and to reach your full potential. Hit the next generation of advanced neural activation with the Brain Force Plus Nootropic, a fan favorite formula fueled by powerful, time-tested ingredients for a true 360 win. With this combo, you can have energy wherever you need, at home, on the go, in the car, and more. Get pure energy on tap and take advantage of old and new InfoWars powerhouse formulas with the Brain Synergy Combo. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.